Life Audio.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I'm Bonnie Gray, your soul care guide for this time designed just for you to help you relax, to let go of your troubles for a moment, because in that pocket of rest, God's love, His wonderful word will renew you. I'm going to share a loving promise from God's word in Scripture, and I'm also going to give you a practical soul care tip you can carry with you into your day or to relax into the night and bring with you throughout the week. It's so important to be intentional about rest and about joy. It doesn't happen automatically because Jesus invites us to find rest with Him. Not only that, when Jesus said, "I've come to give you joy and give you full joy," that word full joy, the adjective, is actually means being filled. We need to continue to replenish our joy because we sure pour out a lot. Well, today I want to welcome you to just breathe in, breathe out. We hold our breath when we're stressed, when we're really concentrating and working hard. We hold our breath. Our shoulders get hunched over and we grip our hands. We don't even realize it. It's our body helping us to spring into action. But God didn't create our bodies and our emotions and our nervous systems to continuously be holding on tight in a grip. Jesus invites us to rest. Today's question is about how can we really find the energy to renew and rebuild our lives and ourselves. You know that phrase, new year, new you? Well, it's not a phrase because people picked it out of thin air. Actually, studies show that the new year, just like a new week, a new day, this sense of newness carries with it a lot of promise. We tend, as human beings, to look at these as great opportunities. It's a psychology of the way we look at things. We believe that the new year is an ideal time for transformation, right? It's called the fresh start effect. And that's great. By the time we're here now, into the end of January, the majority of people who have started New Year's resolutions, it's fading. But for us as women of faith, this is not true, because the person who is re-energizing us is Jesus Himself. He's our loving shepherd, and He is constantly doing new things. So my question for you today is this: what would you like God to continue to help you change? Would you give yourself permission to make the changes that align in that direction? And what's holding you back? What are some of those obstacles and challenges? We can never get rid of them entirely, but what we can do is keep stepping forward in the new direction. And as we do, the past becomes more and more in our rear view mirror. It's time to renovate your heart. It's time to get out of our comfort zones, to change our lifestyle, our schedule. We have permission to change our mind, change our story, change our plans. It's radical to do things differently, and it's radical to begin with small steps. Because often we get discouraged. We figure, well, I can't make those big transformation steps, and then we give up. But God says, do not despise small beginnings. God describes the way His kingdom works. It's like a small mustard seed that we plant and nurture with faith. So friend, today we're going to get encouraged and look at what God has to say to us. Welcome and relax.
Relax.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Well, one of the writers that I really appreciate is Neil Gaiman, and one of his quotes is, "A story only matters, I suspect, to the extent that the people in the story change." I like this quote because as a writer, I'm constantly looking for ways to show how a person has changed through the actions that has happened in circumstantially to the person, as well as how the person reacts to the circumstances that they've been placed in or maybe find themselves in. Because it's in that place where change happens that we didn't plan for that God gives us a beautiful calling. We start with Ezekiel 36:26. "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh." Many times when we're stressed, we kind of give ourselves marching orders. We figure this is the way it is, and we shut ourselves down, and we kind of operate only by a checklist or rules, and we stay kind of in our box. To me, that kind of represents the heart of stone. But God says, no, I've given you a heart of flesh. A heart that comes alive, a heart that carries emotions that are both difficult, sorrowful, grieving, as well as a heart that longs for hope, desire, and joy. And so we want to give our whole heart to God and say, Lord, help me renovate my heart. Help me change. Because I don't want my story to stay the same, right? We want our story to change with Jesus to choose joy. Well, I'm the author of 4 books on faith and wellness, Finding Spiritual White Space, Whispers of Rest, Sweet Like Jasmine, and Breathe, the ECPA bestseller that you have made a winner in the hearts of all of us who are wanting to have more practical ways to do soul care. So I really want to thank you for bringing this book into many hands and hearts. One of the things that is so interesting is what I learned about tea. Do you like to drink tea? Well, I'm Chinese American, and one of the teas that I really love in Cantonese is called bo lei. In Mandarin is bu er tea. And interestingly enough, it wasn't until I was a mom, I was a grown up, I wanted to revisit and look for my father. He left when I was 7, but I went back to Chinatown in San Francisco, and that was where I was born. And one of the things you'll find in Chinatown is that there's kind of places where you can buy tea and you can try what certain teas taste like. It's called a tea tasting session. So when you sit down for the tea tasting session, if you were to choose bo lei, it's a fermented black tea from China's Yunnan province. And it's one of the first teas I drank as a little girl. And it's really, really a very aromatic tea. But what will happen is that the server who helps you experience this tea tasting experience, she'll pinch some leaves into your teacup and pour nearly boiling water in and swish the leaves a few shakes. And then she's going to do something that might surprise you. She's going to turn the cup upside down and throw out your tea. In the Chinese brewing style, before steeping it to drink, the first brewing of tea is the cleansing rinse. What your tea server would be doing is she would be washing the tea leaves to awaken the tea. Washing the tea with hot water softens and opens the leaves to release aroma, imbuing it with personality, body, rich tones, and flavor. Because as the tea is dried on the floor, dust gathers. So First step is to wash the tea leaves to give it a clean and smooth texture. Lifting it away, the bitterness and yielding the sweetness. So it's the second brew that is worth savoring. Friends, as you step into creating some new rhythms with Jesus and to do things differently, maybe your choices are very radical. It's time for radical changes, or maybe they're quiet, small steps to grieve what's been lost or to recover or rejoice what's been found. Which season are you in? Well, Jesus may be inviting you to turn over your heart to him, just like that tea, that second brew, to let go of your plans. You know, that first brew, we need to throw it out. It's time for a second brew, and that's where we want change to happen, where your heart is warm, your heart is open. Allow the Holy Spirit to wash over you. I'm going to read a passage now. It's a verse that's very beautiful in Mark 2:22. Listen and see which part of the verse speaks to you. No one pours new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the wineskins will be ruined. Instead, new wine is poured into new wineskins. Friends, what is this new wine that God wants to pour into you and your life? We need new wineskins. Some things need to be let go. And we need to have that courage to pick up new wineskins. It might be your schedule. It might be the people within your circle that you need to draw boundaries with. It might be some roles and responsibilities that you've been carrying. But God didn't call you to carry those indefinitely. Your body might be telling you it's time to rest. Your emotions may be telling you it's time to let go of this burden. It's too heavy. It may be your social wellness. You've lost that spark. You've found yourself withdrawing more and more. It's time to let go of maybe some toxic relationships and to draw boundaries. Or it could be your spiritual wellness, where your heart is just missing that closeness and intimacy with God. Well, feeling close to God is a very personal experience, isn't it? So one of the last verses that I want to end with is from Psalm 46:10. It says, "Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God." And it's so interesting because be still means to let go of your grip. It doesn't mean being immobile and not moving and doing nothing. It means do whatever that helps you loosen your grip of whatever you're holding on to. Second, it says to experience God, be still and know that I am God. That word know is not a intellectual know. It's not with your thinking mind. It's with your whole soul. It's an experience. It means to experience God. In Genesis, when it says that Adam knew Eve and they bore a child, that knew, K-N-E-W, the root word is the same as we find in be still and know that I am God. It means to experience in a very personal way. So friend, what has busyness kind of taken from your life? Or burdens, stress, responsibilities that are just overstayed their welcome in your emotions and your body? God wants you to pick those joys back up. And it's never too late because it's a second brew that counts, isn't it? It's the second brew. It's never too late. Dear friend, Jesus is calling for you to allow him to hold you close so you can let go of what's in your hands and hold on to him.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Let's pray today's breath prayer. Today's breath prayer comes to us from 1 Peter 5:7. Cast your cares on Him because He cares for you. We're going to use the first person way of praying the breath prayer. Inhale. I cast my cares on you. Exhale. Because you care for me. Inhale. I cast my cares on you. Exhale. Because you care for me. Dear friend, as you soak in that truth that God cares about you, what is something that He would like you to do new that would give you joy? So our soul care tip for today, brewing a cup of tea. With change comes inherent stress, right? But we can calm our anxiety by drinking tea. Drinking tea, we can enjoy the therapeutic benefits. And there are three of my favorites. There's many out there, of course, right? But what's your favorite? Let me share three that are really good for emotional wellness and body health as well. Chamomile tea helps eliminate insomnia and mood issues like depression. Research supports chamomile's ability to smooth muscle fibers and relax blood vessels, contributing to sleep. Even the fragrance of chamomile lowers a stress hormone in the brain, reducing anxiety, easing headaches and tummy aches. Peppermint tea, this is my favorite in the evenings, has a calming effect that combats stress. And the menthol acts as a muscle relaxant, easing headaches, digestion, and abdominal pain. And of course, I talked about black tea, the Chinese black tea that I like to drink, but there's many, many wonderful aromatic black teas. It contains an amino acid that reduces the effects of a stressful event. One study showed a 20% drop in cortisol after drinking black tea. Wow. I just drank it because I just love the flavor. But once I learned more about its therapeutic benefits, oh my goodness, I definitely made it something that I can really enjoy. You know, all these teas, they're herbal, right? These are things that God provided when He created the earth. And we see in Genesis that He created everything to fill it with good things. And then He brought in Adam and Eve. God is just a really amazing God. He brought things that were good, enjoyable, bringing happiness and wellness before He brought us in. So we want to be more intentional to enjoy and be present with God and to say, wow, thank you so much. This is so enjoyable. That's important for our wellness, to know that there is goodness. And as women of faith, it helps put us in touch with God's goodness. I want to pray for us to send us off into a wonderful day with Jesus, or maybe we're relaxing in the evenings. Dear Jesus, renovate my heart. Renew in me a willing spirit. Give me courage to be changed. Help me to be bold, to make the changes you are inviting me to make today with you. Amen. Well, friends, I want to welcome you to pick up a copy of any of my books. They are all on faith and wellness, and they address a different aspect of wellness. And there's something about turning the pages and your eyes looking at the words on a page. It helps your body relax. So may I recommend one of my books, and I hope that you enjoy. Our Soul Care School has started, And it's been a wonderful opportunity for me to meet many of you in the Breathe community. I look forward to meeting with you next week. Remember that you're loved and you're cherished. Just rest. I'll see you next time.
Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hello, my name is Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we're the host of Life After Addiction Podcast. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, check us out, Life After Addiction Podcast, and you can subscribe at lifeaudio.com.